Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Happy Sunday. Should be a beautiful day here in Dallas-Fort Worth today. On today's show, I've got a special guest, but prior to introducing her, I'd like to paint a little bit of background. I'm an outdoors guy, a fond hiker. I owe it to my childhood, I think, where I grew up as a kid, was basically out in the woods in the middle of southern Louisiana and loved it. And to this day, I love to explore and hike. And when my wife and I travel, wherever we are, we always try to pick up a scenic hike somewhere. And that could be Mexico, Hawaii, Utah, anywhere, even here in Dallas-Fort Worth. I use an app called All Trails. You should download it. It's great. It'll show you trails, paths, difficulty. But look, I'm not as young as I once was. And there's some trails, frankly, you have no business being on unless you have a guide. And that guide's going to be there to point out the pitfalls. They're familiar with the path. And mountain climbers will call these guides, they'll call them Sherpas, right? But look, even Zion National Park in Utah has trails where you need a guide because some of these trails are just, frankly, so dangerous. Well, for me, hiking is very similar to real estate investing. We say this all the time, get educated and get a mentor, and that is not a light statement by any means. We're serious about that. But beyond navigating the pitfalls, a guide, right, a mentor, a guide, can really make your real estate experience so much more effective. Bottom line, if you're more effective, you're going to move faster. You're going to do better. You're going to grow your wealth at a quicker rate. So today's show is going to be about bringing that message to you. And without further delay, I'd like to introduce one of our single family mentors in Dallas-Fort Worth, Lori Fontenot. Lori, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mike. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate you coming on. Lori, I'll give you a little bit of a secret. Since I started this show about a year and a half ago, I have wanted to get you on the show, and I never got around to it. So thank you so much, and I'm glad I have you here this morning.
Well, I'll tell you what, anytime I can talk about real estate with someone who's willing to listen, it's a good day, because I'm always talking about it, whether it's with my server at the restaurant or somebody at the grocery store. I'm just always talking real estate because it comes up. People are very, very interested. And then especially when they hear what you do, then they want to know more.
Yes. And you bring a smile to my face when you say that. It's infectious, especially when you're successful. So, Lori, today I kind of want to come at this from a little bit of a different angle. I want to talk about how you maybe decided, hey, we need to look at a different path, and how you found Lifestyles Unlimited and what led you to us. And then we'll get into the mentorship and what that's all about. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I'd love to talk about that, because actually becoming part of Lifestyles, not just as a member of the family, but as an actual staff member, and we don't like to call each other staff, we call each other teams, obviously, but you know, that's a whole different level. So absolutely, I'd love to share my experience with you. Everybody's got a unique one way of getting there, and some lessons learned along the way, and that's always interesting.
Yep. So, Lori, I guess it was about 10 years ago. What was it in your life that said, hey, I need to seek a new path, and why'd that become real estate?
Yeah, it has been exactly 10 years ago now, and so I've been doing this for a decade. I actually came in, as many people do, as a novice investor, someone who didn't even know what I was doing. I've got a 25-year career in the airline industry, and in that time, I moved around the country several times, and sometimes rather than selling a house, I would just go ahead and move and rent it out. Haphazardly, by the grace of God, I never got sued by anyone, and I did make a little bit of money. I thought real estate was pretty forgiving, the way to go. very pleased after holding it for, say, 3 to 5 years and then selling. Obviously, you've got the appreciation. You've got, you know, your tenant paying down your note. So it was very kind to me in some ways. Other ways, I made lots of big mistakes and could have done it a whole lot better. And so what I did is I lost my job with the airline industry. And instead of doing something different, I just jumped right back into the fire, gotten the same thing, albeit with a different carrier.
Yeah.
And then it was around 2009, I said to myself, wow, I've got to do something different because 25 years and I'm basically starting over with a new company. You know, I'd been there a couple of years, but had to kind of start at the bottom again and prove myself. And I thought, wow, somebody else is in control of my destiny. So I heard about Lifestyles Unlimited, and I went to the free workshop and saw how I could now have a mentor that was doing it right, being much more effective with intentional purchases, knowing how to run the numbers and everything else like that. So I started buying, and I actually quit my job within a year and decided to just come on with Lifestyles Unlimited back in 2011.
That's fantastic. You bring up a great point, and I hear it so often, and I've seen it personally. Corporate America is just so fickle. I mean, no matter what you give them, it's always some accountant seven states over that's looking at a P&L, and they're just eliminating divisions or say, make a change with this. And these are people's lives, and it's exactly. Really, it's a data entry for those guys. It's line number 477 on a P&L. Let's make the change, and next thing you know, 8,000 people lose their job.
It leaves you so vulnerable. And, you know, with real estate, I found that you can make it as big or small as you want. And that's the thing about Lifestyles. In fact, you know, I often wondered, well, how'd they come up with that name or why do they call it Lifestyles instead of having actually the name of real estate investing in our name? But the thing is that it is the lifestyle, and that can be unique to everybody.
You're right.
You know, like
you're
Del Wamsley,
right.
He's got the huge, you know, wonderful, beautiful home, and you know, other people don't desire that. They might want to stop a little bit shorter and
Lori,
start traveling.
They're pushing us out, so we're going to come right back to that after a short break. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
And now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they retire at 59 and a half, 60. Then they said 64. Then it was 65. Then it was 66. Then all of a sudden they jump right to 70. 70 is the new 59. 70 is the new 64. Then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s? Or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. I have Lori Fontenot on the show with us today. She is a single family mentor at our Dallas office here in Dallas-Fort Worth. And if you have any questions about real estate investing, about Lifestyles Unlimited, about getting started, now's the time to call. Our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. We'd love to hear from you. Or as always, send me an email, and I do respond to each and every email I get personally. That's askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. So, Lori, I've heard you say this before. I've heard you say Lifestyles Unlimited is like family. What does that mean?
Well, you know, when you're with a family, obviously you're used to how they operate. You've got usually in times past, you have similar opinions because you've all been raised with the same values.
Yeah.
So to speak, of course, that's changed in today's environment right now. There's lots of discussion over the family dinner table. But the thing that I found with Lifestyles is they always preach to surround yourself with successful, like-minded people. And I think that was a real epiphany to me. There were two things that got me after I became a member. two things that propelled me to change. And one was the saying of surround yourself with successful, like-minded people. The other one was don't let a good life get in the way of a great life. And I got to thinking, I love all the coworkers and the friends I currently have, but do they have the same goal to change around what they're doing and get to the place I want to be through real estate? And that would be to have financial freedom. They were all worried about their stock options. They were all concerned about their 401ks, their pension, whatever the case may be. Many of them didn't have a pension. But it was just a different way of thinking. And I thought to myself, you know what, this is the family I want to go and join. And that's when I actually quit my job and decided I saw an opening at Lifestyles, actually, kind of an entry-level position here in the local office. And so I said, you know what, I'm giving up this whole career because I want to be with these people.
Right. It's so reinforcing. And I tell you, you hit the nail on the head. When you surround yourself with like-minded people, you seem to, you seem to progress at a much greater level. And another thing, which is unbelievable, but when you first join, you're in a room full of, there's 100 people, 200 people, and you slowly start to meet these people, and you start realizing everybody's there to, hey, what can I help you with? Or if you have a question, or if you ask somebody, they'll say, well, I don't do that, but so-and-so across the way is doing this, this, and this. Why don't you go talk to them? And it's so open, so inviting. I know right now that if I get a question, say someone emails me a question, and I don't know it, I will forward that to somebody, and they'll be more than happy. I mean, no one's put out to help each other in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing is, when you mentioned that, you know, some of these meetings or the first encounter will be with hundreds of people. And, you know, we talk big money when we're talking at Lifestyles Unlimited, and that can be intimidating.
Yes.
Intimidating, because you're surrounded with millionaires and multimillionaires, and you might feel like very small, and you want to go retreat to a corner and say, wow, this is not the group for me. I am nowhere in this league. But the thing is, because it's so inviting and so welcoming, absolutely you fit in there because everybody starts somewhere. So don't feel like you're less than because nobody thinks that of you.
Not at all. And the millionaire, right? The millionaire next door. I mean, people were shorts and flip-flops. You'd never know it. You know, just a three-year-old, four-year-old car in the parking lot and just great people, but they are doing deals on high level. And it progresses quickly. I mean, you get in the room, and then you see what's going on, and you say, okay, I can invest here, and in 3 years, I got 100% of my money back, plus an 8 to 12% return in this deal or in this house. And so you can see how people go really quickly.
That's what's interesting when you say that people start here and they go one step after. That's what actually motivated me because, again, I had enough real estate now where I could retire and just sit on the couch and eat bonbons if I wanted to. But who wants to do that, especially if you're being successful and you're around all these go-getter type people? And so that's the best thing about now switching my role into being a mentor is that I can help everyone no matter where they start. I can sit down and get to know them personally, get to know their goals and their resources, and map out a plan to change their lives. And that's the most rewarding thing ever.
You're right. It's contagious, and it feels good when someone comes to you with a question or an issue and you know you're able to refer them or put them in the right direction. There's no better feeling than that. Lori, so you joined as a team member. At what point did you say, okay, I want to take on this mentorship, and what drew you to that? There's a lot of responsibility there, but I guess maybe bigger than that, how did you know you were ready to become a mentor? Because there's a lot to being just a mentor, regardless of what trade you're in. I think you're carrying a lot for others.
That is a good question. I'm not sure that it just struck me all at once. In fact, I thought that I didn't want the pressure because that's usually the progression that we use in Lifestyles is you start helping people at this level and then you move up a little bit more and play to your experiences and your strengths. And that's what I like about Lifestyles. And I also like the fact that they're going to put you in a position and make sure that you don't need them because you've got to be a successful real estate investor first and foremost that doesn't need a job. But the thing is, it is a lot of pressure, and so I didn't think I wanted that. I thought, you know, this is going to, again, I think it was 5-6 years later, I let a good life get in the way of a great life. I was happy with my role at Lifestyle, and, you know, people kept saying, well, progress up to the mentor, progress up to a mentor, and I thought, oh, I don't want that responsibility. I'm not sure that I'm ready. So all of a sudden, it dawned on me again, second time, I'm letting a good life get in the way of a great life, because that has a lot more flexibility to it than what I was doing, and it's much more rewarding, and so that's why I jumped in. Again, you come back to, am I doing something that's just comfortable, or am I moving forward and growing?
Yes, that's it. Just the fact that I guess you felt you were ready and you knew you can give back. So what's your schedule, or do you have people texting you 24/7, or what's that side of it like?
Well, you know, it's kind of a balance. Of course, I'm going to be here for people, and you know, I've got coworkers as well. There are three of us here in the North Texas area, three in our Central Texas office, and three in that serve South Texas, and then we've got our nationals. So, insofar as North Texas, I've got two coworkers who are very well qualified as well. So, I'm certainly not holding the whole bag myself, but. There's a fine line between, okay, in order to be a good mentor, I've got to walk the walk. So that means I'm not tied to a phone.
Okay.
For 40 hours a week.
We're gonna pick it up after a short break, and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about maybe some specific advice for folks. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison, and we are always working on your financial freedom. I'm joined here this morning with Lori Fontenot. And Lori is one of our single family mentors here in Dallas-Fort Worth. And if you have any questions for Lori or myself, I invite you to call. Our number is 855-497-4335. 855-497-4335. Or if you're picking this show up on podcast or on our YouTube or off our website and you have a question, email me. askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. So Lori, when we left off, we were on something important, and I think that's probably the biggest question for someone new to real estate investing, right? There's a fear factor there, and they want to make sure that their mentor is accessible. And obviously, you know, we're not talking about 2 a.m. emergencies, but why don't you go back into what you're saying about your accessibility and the fact that we do have two other mentors to help out as well.
Yeah, you know, the beautiful thing about Dal Walmsley is, boy, he doesn't want us to work more than 40 hours a week, because that would pretty much be disingenuous to us living the lifestyle.
Isn't that incredible? And I don't mean to jump in, but just touch on the fact that your boss says, do not put in more than 40 hours a week. That's beautiful.
Yeah, minimum 40, you know, do not go over that.
Yeah.
And the reason for that, like I said before the break, is, you know, he also wants somebody who can walk away from the job at any time. And that's the good thing about it, too, because we're there because we want to be there, not because we have to be there. And you consider yourself, if you were to go to a financial planner who is going to map out how you're supposed to maximize your retirement and be secure, you know, sooner rather than later, you know, maximize your savings and your investments. But if they're working 60 hours a week themselves in the same boat as you are, how are you going to take advice from them, and how effective is that going to be? So we as mentors, absolutely, we've got to be available for people, because real estate investing moves fast. When there's a deal to be had, sometimes you don't have till Monday to wait. It might come out for, you might get wind of this deal and do your analysis on it on a Friday night or a Saturday morning, and you need to make a decision on whether or not you're going forward with that. And the job of a mentor is to go over those numbers and to look for any red flags or to help you in deciding whether or not to move forward. So we will actually check emails and take phone calls in the nights, weekends, afternoons. Obviously, we are scheduled to be available during normal hours, usually 10 to 4 Monday through Friday. But, you know, we're going to be there for those other opportunities as well.
Yeah, you're there on the fact that these real estate deals come across and you have hours, maybe even minutes to make a decision. Is this right for me? Here's the preliminary. Let me go see this house right now. Let me respond and say, yes, I'm interested. And then let me reach out to my mentor and say, here's what I'm looking at. What do you see? And again, it's kind of that Sherpa, right? That guide. What do you see here? Are there any pitfalls? Do you like it? Do you not like it? And in fact, my first house, I drove over to it. I said, yep, I'll buy it. And drove over to it. And then I got there and I got cold feet. And I called and I said, there's no way. The windows are kicked out and the AC's missing and this and that. And one of the rooms was painted blue and one was painted black. And they'd cut a hole in the master bedroom because it was one of those 70 styles where to go to the restroom, you had to go through the master bedroom all the way around, but it shared a common wall with the living room. So this genius just cut a hole through the walls. God forbid he had to walk another 30 steps. He just wanted to go right there. And I said, no. And that person on the other line said, Harrison, if you don't take this deal, there's 10 other people that will. And that's, I needed that at that time. So that was wonderful. I cannot appreciate what happened at that moment in my life enough right there.
Well, yeah. And you know, on the flip side, then you've got other people, they are gung ho and they just want to get in the game. They'll buy anything. And I say, no, you know what? This is a Baltic place on the Monopoly board. Walk away from it. It's not going to do you any good for your goal.
This is Baltic. You need St. Charles or something like that. Let's get to the other side of the board.
Yeah, so it's always about running numbers and making sure that the investment works for their goal. There are some people that need immediate cash flow, and of course we're always going to get cash flow. But there are others that really need to take those deep discounted properties and add value to them, like the one that you were just describing, the nightmare. You know what? That smells like money to us, and so it's kind of like, yeah, go through with it as long as you budget for it. So it's nothing real difficult, but you need that person because it can get so emotional. You need that person just to be your sense of reason. Even as mentors, sometimes we need it if we're into it.
Right. And you hit on a couple of different things there. That person needs to know what their strategy is, right? Or do they need cash flow, or do they have the time and the ability to go for value? And that's important. That's where a mentor, heck, I didn't know the difference between value or yield at all. And I thought I was Mr. Money Savvy, 401k IRA guy. I didn't know anything about that.
You know, Mike, another big one for investors too is they think, especially the ones that want to pay off their real estate, and they think that if they've got a free and clear, they don't have to pay a mortgage, I'm making $1,000 a month on this. But when you think, okay, but you've got $150,000 tied up in that, what's your actual return? So that's a big one too, is that people aren't thinking of the return, they're only thinking of the dollar amount. And so we can get them there a whole lot faster by making their money work for them and go out and get four or five properties for that one paid off one.
Yes, and people don't, that's counterintuitive, right? They've been told by that other guy's got a very famous radio show that the only way you should go into rental real estate is to pay cash because he failed. And so he doesn't want to take a risk. That's financial kindergarten. Yeah, when you pay cash, you get into single digit returns. And then the other thing, Lori, here's another thing I never knew. So if you're making $1,000 a month on that property, your depreciation's not going to cover that $1,000 profit, so to speak. And so you're going to pay tax on the difference.
You're not playing the tax game then.
That blows people away. I've talked to people that are bankers, people that are very savvy, that are doing well in their corporate world. And I try to explain that concept and they're, wait, what are you talking about?
That is definitely, you know, the reason to have a mentor is to keep you on track so you're not going after every shiny object. You've got to go with your plan. If you're going to get to where you want to be as fast as possible, stick with your plan, your goal, and know all these things. Like you said, there are a lot of moving parts, whether it's the acquisition itself, the cash flow, the depreciation, the tax ramifications, all sorts of stuff. It's a lot to know.
Yes, a lot to know. So, Lori, we've got about a minute, and maybe we can pick up on this, but I get a lot of emails from people that tell me how they joined Lifestyles Unlimited or they became interested in real estate investing, and this may go back 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, but they never take action, and then they send me an email with a question, and some eventually start, but most of them don't. What would you say to these people that are, I guess, type B or he who hesitates is lost kind of folks?
Well, I would share with them my experience. I'd tell them, especially, you've got to hang out with people that are doing it. It's got to be transparent. If you are afraid to jump into something, go and surround yourself with people who are doing it. That's the thing. They've got to get out there and do it. Now, if they are hesitant, and you're absolutely right, people will listen to the radio show for years before they actually join or do anything, you know, of the other, whether they join our club or do something with it at all. And they just need to take action.
So, Lori, that was, I hadn't thought of that, but these people, they hadn't surrounded themselves with like people. So they're pushing us out on a quick break here. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring a free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Happy Sunday. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. This is our last segment. If you have any questions about real estate investing, please send me an email, askmike@luinc.com, and I do respond to each of those personally. Well, on today's show, if you missed the earlier segments, I have Lori Fontenot, who's single family mentor in Dallas-Fort Worth, on the show with me. And Lori, I just want to say I'm so tickled to finally have you on the show. Thank you so much. And I've wanted to get you on the show for over a year, so I was dragging my feet for whatever reason. I'm happy you're here.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. So, Lori, we had left off a little bit. We were talking about I get people that reach out to me and they just hadn't started. And you gave me a perspective that's right in front of my eyes, but it didn't click, is people need to surround themselves with like-minded individuals. And then you're going to almost be spurned into action to do something, to take action, to start, to get your own path to creating passive income. But I want to talk a moment. I want to play skeptical new investor person with you. And I just want to say, look, we have this election. This is the craziest time I've ever seen in my lifetime. What's going to happen next year? And we got the COVID and the economy. What do you say to skeptical new investor person that says, well, Lori, I'm not convinced right now is a good time to buy real estate?
Yeah, and we get that a lot. Even before all these crazy things have happened, we get it when it's not only an election year and all sorts of things. What it is it's a fear. It's false evidence appearing real. They're going to make an excuse, myself included. It's human nature. So yeah. We can think of the reasons why not instead of thinking of the reasons why. And we need to focus on the reasons why. And how I talk people off the ledge on that is that we are not going to make an uneducated decision. The biggest mistake you could do is standing still, and a year from now, you're going to be exactly where you are now. So just jump in and make a good decision. Not jump in with abandon, where you don't know what you're doing, that you're just buying anything. But there is always going to be real estate that is sold at a discount, because there will always be, no matter what the economic and political climate, there's going to be death, divorce, taxes, deferred maintenance, and some other reason why people need to sell a property. You might as well be the one to snatch it up.
You're right. It's a mathematical decision. And heck, I can remember in 2016, 2017, people were saying, oh, the market's too high, and eventually the stock market's got to crash. It's been on this run. And they would do these calculations saying, well, this is the longest bull market and blah, blah, blah. So it's not if, it's when. And real estate's going to go with it. Everything's overpriced. And it's done nothing but go up since 16, 17, 18, 19. Here we are, we go through this COVID, and it's continuing to go up.
That's correct. Yeah. You can't speculate to the future. And so you're also not going to speculate on your real estate deal. We leave the speculating to Wall Street. You know, they don't know what things are going to do. We know what that house is going to produce right now.
Yep. It's based on the neighborhood. It's based on the market. It's based on the 13 other properties all around it that look the same, that are producing the same. And it's very predictable.
Yeah. And you know, once you get that 30-year mortgage, it's not like your mortgage is going to change. So you're locked in.
And we've got these beautifully, deliciously low interest rates right now, even though
free money. And, you know, that brings me back to the point when we were talking about people who, you know, may have listened to the pay off your house free and clear, have absolutely no debt. You know, as long as it's good debt, if it's leveraged debt to get you something, if you're paying 3.5% interest to the bank to loan you money to get that house, but you're making 12 to 14% interest coming in the door on your cash and cash return, I mean, this makes sense. You're netting, you know, at least 8 to 10%. But, you know, when you think about that, you don't want people to think, oh, it's free money to me, because you don't want them to think that they have to have $100,000, $150,000 saved up to get in this game, because that would be ridiculous. That would absolutely keep people on the sidelines.
Yeah.
We want you to get to the point where $150,000 is not a big deal for you to have in the bank account.
I did my show last week basically on an 8-year cash flow snowball, and I picked 8 years because it's overly long. I just wanted to draw it out and say, if we went super slow and started with just a little bit, look where you can be in only 8 years. And it was mind-boggling how fast the numbers add up. When you're teaching people real estate, or when folks join and they come to you, there's the two distinct personalities. There's the type A, who's the ready, fire, aim. He who hesitates is lost. And then there's the type B, the analysis by paralysis type, right? The look before you leap.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see more than one or the other, or is one personality more destructive than the other? There's dangers in both.
Yeah, I'm going to say, and I almost want to say that the type B is more destructive, because they're sitting still. The type A, they might go through, they might make a few mistakes, but you know what? We can compensate for those.
Yeah.
So I'd rather see them move ahead. But yeah, that's so frustrating. You give them the whole plan, you know, become familiar with this, do your education here, do this, and then you'll be ready. Get your team together, all this sort of stuff. And then by 3 o'clock that afternoon, they're emailing me, oh, what do you think about this house? I'm like, you're not ready yet. But that's the good thing about a mentor, is we're going to tell you what you don't want to hear. It just is what it is. I might say, nah, I'm not even going to look this one over for you, because you shouldn't be buying it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, period.
So that's interesting. What I thought of when you said the type A is a little better, because they're going to take action and everything's a shiny object. but it led me to the thought that real estate really is forgiving. I'd purchased a house prior to Lifestyles Unlimited, didn't even know what I was doing, made 9%.
Yeah, accidental. You can make money accidentally. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm advocating you go out there and do it yourself and make those mistakes, because you're not going to get where you need to go as quickly as you could. And you could make some big costly mistakes, but for the most part, it's forgiving. So you've got to take action. And my goodness, if you're with somebody that's got, where you've got the mentoring and the education, then that's taking all that risk out right there.
Yes. Yes, you're right. It's accidental, and the appreciation, I call that the, once you build up a portfolio that's a certain size, it's kind of a secret millionaire maker just in the background, right? Just the appreciation, even though we don't count on it. It's so powerful as a tool. Yeah, that's interesting about the A or the B. Now let's talk about, you get some people that are just shy. They're introvert. And with us, we tell you have to build your team and you have to surround yourself with like-minded people. What do we say to somebody that just, they're not good about large groups, I guess, or just going in there and meeting folks?
Yeah, you know, that's a great point to bring up about people that come into a group of this size and that's been around this long. Because, you know, I'm certainly not shy by any means, but I'm not a big fan of big groups and big parties. I like the more intimate dinner party with 6 or 12 people around where I can really talk and get to know people. When we go back to real life, that's the beauty of it, is there are so many different events of different scales and sizes. So if the big 200, 300 person crowd is not your thing, go. And you don't have to make that your big, get your big bang, you know, for the month out of that one. Then go attend a smaller, more intimate group that or a class
or
event that happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's something for everybody. And that's what I love, road trips. I like case studies, but they're not my thing, really.
Yeah.
But I attend and I go. I get value from everything that I go to, but I really get jazzed about a road trip because I'm there with maybe 20 or 40 people.
Yeah, much smaller. And gosh, at first I was overwhelmed. Go to a case study and you're looking and there's a few hundred people in that room. But now I really miss our in-group gathering. So I'm excited when we get back to that.
Now is a good time. Let me just really say this. Now is a great time for people who are shy, get in because everything is virtual, but don't stay on the sidelines. You can't just keep watching and reading. You have to get in the action.
You do. And I would invite, we've got just a few seconds left, folks to go to freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com, and come see what we do and how we do it. And Lori, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on the show. Your advice is always spot on, and I appreciate everything you do for us.
Thanks. It's my pleasure. My thanks.
Until next time, I want you to remember, it's not all about the money. It's about the lifestyle. My name's Mike Harrison. We'll see you next week. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.